words to live by. More words of wisdom, from the Lord, our God and Savior. Part 6. The Feasts of the Lord. In these seven, is wisdom and understanding, the very mind of God. For the holy days are revelation, revealing hidden things kept secret, since the world began. Signposts of things to come, a foretaste of the kingdom, a glimpse into the glory of God, even as the scriptures, unfolding and coming to light, as the will of God is manifest, says the Lord. Behold, four are fulfilled, salvation assured, sin and death overcome, the Spirit given. Three are coming quickly, sin destroyed, evil bound, my seat taken, judgment. A new day, even 1,000 years, then a short season, consummation, an everlasting day in the Lord. Beyond question. The Lord is eternal. He is. He never ends. His love, His mercy, His justice, His majesty, His glory, His sorrow, all that He is, endures forever. Likewise, His creation has no end, no boundaries. There are no limits to contain it, for it is as He is. He is the Creator, everlasting, eternal, the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last, by whom all things exist and have their being, through whom all living things have life. Kiss the Son, therefore, bow down heavily, and give Him glory. Let the knowledge of who He is fill your heart with wonder and awe, with great reverence and worship. Give Him thanks and praise. For holy is the Lord God Almighty, His ways past finding out. For who can understand the knowledge of the Lord, contained within creation, or know the depths of His wisdom? Yet His glory surrounds us on every side, testifying to His majesty, beyond question. Indeed, we are without excuse. Behold, even the whole of creation shouts, Yahushua is Yahuwah. For it is He by whom all things consist, it is He who causes to be. For the Lord our God is one. The Song of the Lamb. Eat of me, partake of my words, and be filled. Breathe me in, that the song of the Lamb may dwell within you. For it is the knowledge of my love, the revelation of who I truly am. A song, a chorus, soon to be a symphony, a great outpouring of revelation, to the praise of my glory. Beloved, it is also the music we share, sweet melodies of grace and peace, playing softly within your heart, each string plucked gently and surely, the sound of my love revealed in you and through you. My spirit, my breath, my life, given and received, bearing much fruit in the Beloved, says the Lord Yahushua. A sure foundation. Old houses stand upon old foundations, and new houses upon new foundations. A new house cannot be built atop another, nor does one build a new house upon an old foundation. No, the old house must be torn down, and the old foundation removed, making room for the new foundation to be poured, that the new house may rest securely upon it. Behold the house, a house with a sure foundation, a house able to withstand even the strongest of storms, says the Lord. Integrity. Obedience is more than trust, and trust much more than obedience. For obedience by itself bears bitter fruit in the end, and trust left alone becomes a lie, says the Lord. Remembering the ascension, looking to the blessed hope. That which was bitter shall be made sweet, and that which brought tears of sadness shall be turned to great rejoicing. For indeed the bridegroom was taken from them, and has been a long time in coming. Yet those who have waited with all eagerness shall have their hope realized, and those who watched with steadfast trust shall not be put to shame, neither shall those who have fallen asleep be disappointed. For the bride shall have her heart's desire, and my prophets, their due reward. For all those who belong to me have tasted. And behold, my prophets have surely seen, says the Lord. The justice of God. The justice of God rests atop the mountain, and comes forth with a great noise. The retribution of the Lord rains down upon the mountains, and gathers strength. It rushes down the steep places, catching many unawares. It gathers together, and rages through the valleys, leaping over the banks, breaking down the walls, destroying every barrier. A terrible deluge. Behold, the trees are fallen, and torn from their places, their branches broken and mangled, their roots laid bare. Unrecognizable. Thus is the wrath of God. Thus is the day of the Lord's anger. Destruction in a moment. A tearing down. A wiping away. A great threshing. A carrying away of all that offends. Until all that is hidden is exposed, and that which is high and lofty is brought low. Until every fruitful hill is made barren, and every lush valley is stripped, and bears neither leaf nor fruit. Darkness. Thick clouds. And darkness. The shadow of death. Providence. My people are a strange and peculiar people. Indeed, they are accounted by the multitude as those who are of unsound mind. Yet my servants are men of action, men with strong trust, men of clout in the Lord, men who are unwavering in my purpose, who also care for those given them, willing to go wheresoever I send them, unafraid to do whatever is needful. Yet the plight of the slothful shall be filled with troubles, as the sun sets upon their need. For in their listlessness, they were unaware, and did not seek after my will, to know it, nor have they risen up to walk in that which I have spoken already. Thus providence is drawn back, until the sluggard has no place. Have I not spoken to these things already, in many letters? Have I not revealed my will, and that in which I am most pleased, by my many words? And still my people draw back from my voice, and my servants sit idle, and fold the hands, closing their eyes to their need, while forsaking those placed under their care, both those near to them, and those afar off, says the Lord. The true church. I am the church. Its walls, its pews, its pulpit, its altar, its very foundation. When sitting in my church, you can behold heaven. There is no ceiling to keep you from enlightenment. And if I am your sanctuary, your four walls of faith, your resting place of worship, the Word and the Spirit, the stone upon which all must be broken, the very cornerstone of life, then heaven is open before the eyes of all who dwell in me, and become my body, says the Lord Yahushua. Charity. Comfort the sick, lift up the downtrodden, and visit those in prison. Clothe the naked, shelter the homeless, and above all feed the hungry. Do so in my name. For in me shall all find comfort, exaltation, companionship, warm coverings, and sanctuary from the storm. Even food and drink for their soul shall they receive in me. For all these things are the very definition and purpose of love. Thus, as I am, so also were you created. Understand love. For in my love were you created, to receive and to give. And in the giving does one also receive. Therefore, love one another, as I have loved you, says the Lord your Redeemer. Without hesitation. Blessed are my servants, who seek to obey my commands without hesitation, for their trust is apparent. Blessed are those who seek to please me, for in them am I well pleased. For no man can step forward without trust, and one who is void of belief is consumed by doubt and fear. And I have already told you that pride blinds the eyes, and arrogance stops the ears. Therefore, let my servants step forward without hesitation, and ask, that their blessing may be compounded, and their belief increased, says the Lord. Steadfast faith. Blessed is the wise and faithful servant, who gives no thought to how they are perceived in the eyes of others. For they obey my voice, and are not dismayed by the looks of those who judge without knowledge. Indeed, they seek only to please their master, having no need of the approval of others, says the Lord. Perseverance. There can be no birth apart from travail, for birth is always accompanied by much travail. Yet, oh, how blessed are those who persevere, with their hearts fixed upon the goal, enduring the pain. For they shall surely receive their reward, says the Lord. One body. This is the way of the Lord, that one in need in my body be supported by their brothers and sisters, with all members becoming one. One body, in me. That he who is able to walk in me, dwell alongside those who are weak, for they are in need of strengthening. Lo, you shall all wash each other's feet, even as I do likewise, through you and amongst you, to the praise of my glory, says the Lord Yahushua. Devotion. Of my servants, I require obedience, with all trust, pure service in the Lord. An eager servant, willing to obey without hesitation, even when they lack understanding. A humble servant, who remains in my love. A disciple who has breathed me in. A devoted son or daughter, who loves me more than these, says the Lord. Unrestrained. Consider this, says the Lord. Ponder it, and also receive it. By good works you will not find me, yet good works are found in me. And by my works shall you begin to know me, for my works shall be done in you. Yet understand this also. Where human power is, pride follows close behind. Yet one who surrenders to the Lord will be given eagle's wings. Yea, nothing shall be impossible for them. For I shall be with them, and in them, says the Lord. In that day, wheresoever I am, will my servants be also. And wheresoever I go, my servants will follow. And whatsoever I decree will be done in an instant. And those who are chosen will go for me without hesitation. And that which I speak in this place will be heard in another. And no more shall my servants be restrained by any means, declares the Lord. For it is I, the King of glory, who has spoken it. Blurred vision. One who answers a matter in the name of the Lord, while being ignorant or unsure, is foolish. And one who judges a matter without knowledge, leans upon pride, wearing pretense as a garment. Thus the one who steps in front of me shall surely stumble, and the one who seats himself upon my throne shall be cast down. For pride does indeed come before the fall, and those who judge without knowledge shall be made to sit upon the ground. I am the Lord. Responsibility. One who does not take responsibility for their wrongdoings can by no means place them at my feet. And until one faces their hurts, by no means can I heal them. For the placing of blame turns the shoulder, and reluctancy hinders the heart. Yet perfect love casts out fear. And the one who truly knows me trusts in my ways and embraces my correction, says the Lord. The broken and the proud. The broken sinner who repents, I know. Yet the prideful man who considers himself righteous, I do not know. Indeed, he shall be found a liar in the day of reckoning. For there is none righteous, no, not one, save the Son of Man only. Therefore, I ask you, shall the broken sinner be justified in his need, in his fervent desire? He shall indeed be justified in my sight. For I shall clothe him with righteousness, and cover him with grace. In his times of weakness, my strength shall sustain him. And in my love, shall he be made whole. Behold, by my life, is he healed. Yet the proud resist me, and the arrogant want no part with me, as I truly am. For they have clothed themselves with the glory of men, a quickly fading flower. Their comfort is in their riches, and their solace is in their accomplishments, which shall leave them soiled and bruised, in the day of their calamity, says the Lord. The love of the truth. Truth is self-evident, in the eyes of all those who love the truth. Indeed, it resounds within the ears of all those who have received of the truth. In whom my spirit dwells. Says the Lord. Uncovered. Truth is evident in my eyes. And the lie is never hidden. Therefore, let no one place their unrighteous cause upon the backs of the children, when a wrong is accounted only to the one who performed it. Neither let the disobedience of the one be covered over by the needs of the many. For I have seen it. Lo, all is known to me. Therefore, let my people be tested. Let them be refined in the fire. That the quality of their trust, and the endurance of their belief, may be revealed. Says the Holy One of Israel. The Holy Place. Beloved, there is a language of which you know nothing about. Says the Lord. A language, which is pure and beautiful. A language in need of no words at all. A language which you shall soon come to know. A language which I have revealed to my servant already. A language of overwhelming love, pure and undefiled, bringing forth much understanding. A language of power and great glory, in which all my servants shall come to stand. The unspoken word of God, received in the presence of the Almighty, the Holiest of Holies, revealing the essence of who I am. Union in the Spirit of God. A place beyond time and space, beyond the knowledge contained within creation, surpassing all boundaries. A place even angels long to know. The place where I am, and have always been seated, where you shall be also. A place without time. The eternal. The bosom of the Father. Of which I am. Says the Lord Yahushua.